I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight and tomorrow night, for the 40th year, the multicultural experience of the Western Illinois University International Bazaar will come to the Macomb campus from 6 until 9 tonight, and from 5:30 until 9:30 tomorrow night. This year's theme, A Peaceful World, starts with me, in conjunction with the university's theme of War and Peace, From Personal Conflict to Global Resolution. It will be held in the University Union's Grand Ballroom, featuring a variety of foods, cultural performances by students from a variety of countries, photo displays from study abroad opportunities, and a silent auction. Admission is $5 for students and the public and $2 for children ages 6 through 10. Tickets will be available at the door. Also tonight, in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus, the School of Music presents the annual Concerto Competition Concert, featuring student soloists who were selected as winners of a competition by a panel of external judges. Tonight's soloists include Kimberly Keim, a pianist playing a movement from the Keyboard Concerto in D minor of Johann Sebastian Bach, flautist Marina Neer, playing from a concerto for flute and orchestra by Karl Reinecke, percussionist Alexander Albertson, playing from a concerto for marimba and string orchestra by Eric Iwazen, and hornist Vanessa Montalongo, playing Camille Saint-Saëns' Morceau de Concert. Also on the program, Jean Sibelius' Symphony No. 2. In all instances, the WIU Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Dr. Richard Huey. Tickets are $7. Senior citizens, WIU employees, and students are admitted free. The annual Concerto Competition Concerts at Western Illinois University tonight at 7:30. Also tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, the Macomb Community Theater finishes its presentation of A Bad Year for Tomatoes, a comedy by John Patrick, involving an actress attempting to retire into a small New England town and finding a deuce of a time doing it. The cast includes Laurie Botts, Bob Neuschwander, Kathy Neuschwander, Kate Harden, Mary Clements, Fred Lester, and Dave Clements. It's directed by Sherry Lavingen. For reservations, call 309-837-1828 or email livetheater@macomb.com. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens, and $6 for students. Both performances at the Pat Crane Memorial Theater on South Johnson Road, about a mile and a quarter south of Macomb High School. More theater in Macomb tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Simpkins Theater on the WIU campus, Orpheus Descending, directed by Eric Wagner. That's part of the Studio Theater Spring 2013 season. WIU students admitted free with university ID. General admission is $2. What's that? You want even more theater? Well, the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg is teaming up with the Monmouth College Theater Department to present the Tony Award-winning 1960s-style rhythm and blues musical Hairspray. That's tonight at 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2, and tomorrow evening at 7:30. It's based on the 1988 John Waters hit cult movie. It involves an overweight girl's determination to win a place on a local teen dance program, an effort that transforms itself into a crusade to allow African-American teens on the program as well. Hairspray, tonight and tomorrow in the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg. You want even more theater? Well, you're certainly in luck there with Knox College's Rep Term 2013. What is the Rep Term? It's a unique total immersion program in theater, the only undergraduate theater program in the United States combining academic study with all of the highly collaborative professional tasks involved in running a theater company. The team effort results in the simultaneous production of two total programs. This year's plays, The Green Bird, a commedia dell'arte piece by Carlo Gozzi, including a wicked queen, a foolish king, an imprisoned queen, twin babies spirited out of the castle and into the clutches of the murderous queen, a kindly sausage seller and his wife, animals and statues that come to life, singing fruit, and a musical fountain. And Bertolt Brecht's The Caucasian Chalk Circle. Brecht synthesizes the biblical tale of King Solomon and the ancient Chinese play The Chalk Circle. He changes the setting to Soviet Georgia near the end of World War II. The two plays are in nightly rotation all week for performance times. Look to our events page at our website, tristatesradio.com. During a year-long Harvard fellowship in Mexico, David Wax immersed himself in the country's rich traditional musical culture. When he teamed with Sue Slezak, homeschooled by her father on a small farm in rural Virginia and reared on old-time Irish classical and folk music, the two blended their unique musical perspectives to form the band David Wax Museum. And they will be here in our studios tomorrow night for a Tri-States Public Radio celebration concert. Tickets for this great Mexo-Americana band are available at our website at tristatesradio.com or by giving us a call at 1-800-895-2912. NPR Music calls them pure, irresistible joy. David Wax Museum. Here for our celebration concert in our Macomb studios tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tickets at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. Let's talk a little more about music. This week, as part of Western Illinois University's Arts and Self-Perception series, Bill Mackestad presented the lecture, Who is Al Sears and Why is He Important to the History of American Music? Here's Bill, along with fellow Al Sears aficionado and scholar Sterling Koenig, from a conversation a little while back. We hear the name Al Sears. We see the festival. We know that he was a Macomb native, but many of us might be a little short on the details from there. What makes Al Sears such an intriguing figure?
He played, he was in the first tenor chair for one of the greatest, if not the greatest, jazz big bands of all time, and that's Duke Ellington, during some of his prime years in the 1940s. And that really, we thought, was pretty much the end of it. But the more, in the 10 years now, the more we have discovered, learned about his career, the more fascinating the man becomes, for many reasons. His career spanned the heyday, really starting in the 20s, jazz, through the early years of rock and roll in the 50s. He had an influence, and or he played with very influential musicians virtually every stage of his career. And that's not where it ended there. He broke the color barrier as an executive at a major American record company at ABC Paramount. He owned his own music publishing company, which was named after his daughter, Sylvia. We just recently learned that she is still receiving royalty checks as a result of that publishing company.
The Jazz Festival here in Macomb has taken on the additional role of trying to see that Al Sears gets the credit that's due to him. And it's been delightful because when Jim O'Toole suggested that we maybe have a jazz festival named after Al Sears, we had no idea about this guy. And it turns out that he's really is very worth having a jazz festival about, and the jazz festival has a role trying to make sure that he gets the credit that's due to him.
I'm talking about an incredibly adaptable person, going from early jazz with Fats Waller to early swing with Chick Webb to late swing with Duke Ellington to jump blues under his own leadership to the rock and roll era and then on into executive status at record labels producing pop and rock acts. That's
right.
An incredible career.
I was very fortunate to spend some time with the president, CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this summer. And in his statement about Al Sears, I love his conclusion that Al Sears' early recognition of the value of publishing rights and his position as one of the first African-American executives on a major label made him a role model for all time. Hmm. And I think the more we learn about him, he definitely is a role model.
Bill Sterling, thank you so much. Bill Mackestad and Sterling Koenig on the subject of Macomb native son and musician Al Sears. Here's Al Sears with the Johnny Hodges Orchestra playing his own Castle Rock. Saxophonist Al Sears, along with the Johnny Hodges Orchestra, playing Al's own tune, Castle Rock. Al Sears, a native of Macomb, Illinois. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.